Howdy folks, this is Parker James with the Greenhorn. Our friends at the CBB invited me to the NCBA's Beef Research Media Summit at the NCBA headquarters in Denver. This event is a chance for them to show off their recent research to the ag media. But before we discuss the research, let's talk about the relationship between the CBB and the NCBA, because this is very confusing for me as a Greenhorn. The Beef Checkoff collects producer dollars to promote beef. This year, the budget is $42 million coming from producers. Over half that, $25.4 million, is going directly to the NCBA. $7.8 million of those producer dollars went into the research this year that I'm about to share my thoughts on. When I first arrived at the NCBA's state-of-the-art office, I was impressed. They have a three-story atrium, a professional kitchen, and two salaried chefs. Everything was top of the line. Our first presentation was on product yield, given by Dr. Lancaster, senior director at the NCBA. She showed us data on cattle growth over the years and the problem that this poses for meat packers. She then spent 20 minutes talking about new technologies they're developing to scan carcasses easier in packing plants. Remember, this research is solely funded by producers. Next up was Dr. Shailene McNeil. She's a nutritionist who does research on beef's health benefits. Her research is genuinely helpful to every facet of beef, from producer to consumer. She spoke about beef's benefits for babies and how most doctors say beef belongs in a healthy diet. You can hear more about her research on my Greenhorn from 2 weeks ago. That's on youragnetwork.com. The final presenter was Dr. Mandy Johnson, senior executive director at the NCBA. She gave a presentation on sustainability, and it started out great, talking about proper injection locations, safe transportation and handling, carcass scores, but they lost me about halfway through when she started in on foreign objects found in cattle. They conducted a voluntary survey and published research saying 100% of packing plants find buckshot in their carcasses. I've never heard of someone in ranch country or feedlot country shooting cattle. The fact that producers paid for the NCBA to conduct and publish research on how producers are supposedly shooting their cattle did not sit right with me. Through my travels with America's Hot Barn Report, I get asked about the beef checkoff a lot at sale barns. People here seem to be split. Producers understand the benefit of beef research and promotion, but they question the amount of producer dollars going directly to the NCBA. I went into this summit wanting to embrace the checkoff's heavy investment into their research, but between the hours of packer-based research and using practicing lawyers in their producer testimonials, no offense to the lawyer they used, but that's the exact thing that people in the heart of cattle country are upset by. They see East Coast lawyers and hobby farmers making decisions that directly affect them and spending their money. But hey, a lot more lawyers and hobbyists are able to make it to CattleCon in Florida in the middle of calving season. After expressing my concerns in the Q&A, they presented some good counterpoints. There is an absurd amount of legal red tape keeping them from doing a lot of producer-based research. All in all, everyone I met was nice, well-educated, and seemed to care about the beef industry. I appreciate the NCBA flying me out and being mostly transparent. I genuinely believe the checkoff does great things for producers. But as the grandson of one myself, I have to do my due diligence and ask tough questions on behalf of ranchers everywhere. Most of my questions still remain unanswered. But what do I know? I'm just a greenhorn. Wait, I'm the greenhorn.